I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a guy in North Carolina. He's from Huntersville.
Oh, yeah. That's near Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's from Huntersville, North Carolina. He is suing an NFL player for seducing his wife and ruining his marriage.
Oh, man.
So in this state, you're saying that you can sue somebody for getting in the way.
For alienation of affection is what they call it.
Mm. See, I've heard that before, and I know it's not popular in most other states.
Right.
And part of me feels like that, well, is it that guy's fault or your wife's fault? Your wife is the yeah. one that created it. You know, you're right. just an outsider, so why should you get sued? However, if I was in that situation, I would probably sue.
Especially as like a rich NFL player.
Right. Like, I need half of his things.
Right.
By the way, Mankisser Matt, can you get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Well, he's from Huntersville, North Carolina. His name's Joshua Jeffers, and he's suing Philadelphia Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox. I've heard of him. He's actually a good player.
I would think it would be, no offense to the Panthers players, but I would assume it would be a Panthers player because Huntersville is so close.
You would think so,
yeah.
right? She was on a work trip in Philadelphia, and somehow they met up, and then he found these text messages from the NFL player to his wife. One says, quote, it's a weird pickup line, I want to get you pregnant.
Ew.
Oh,
and then she responded, we would make beautiful babies. So again, like Jason Goodman said, he's right. North Carolina is one of the few states to still allow you to sue for
If he's in Philadelphia and he doesn't live in North Carolina, I wonder if this other guy has a case. Like, do they both have to be living in North Carolina? And how successful are these cases that you actually can win money? Because I have a friend that has sued somebody for it.
Oh, really?
It's still going through it now. Basically, his wife, I'm not going to name anybody, but his wife started hooking up with her gynecologist.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And they split up, and now he says he has a case against the other guy mm-hmm. for that alienation of affection or whatever it's called.
Is it because the guy in this case, the gynecologist, knowingly entered into a relationship or
with a married person?
Because I'm with you, though, Jason. I agree that it is your significant other's
fault. Number
fault.
One.
They strayed from the marriage.
Yes. Definitely the onus is on to the spouse. But I guess, you know, they have this protection maybe to prevent people from like, oh, I know they're married, but they're, you know, what can hurt me?
Maybe.
You know, besides you being a homewrecker. All right. We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. Good morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you hear what Jason Goodman asked? You know, do they have to be in the same state? How does this work?
Yeah, so this is an interesting case from a jurisdictional standpoint because, as you guys mentioned, North Carolina is one of only a handful of states who still has this alienation of affection cause of action. And it is alive and well in North Carolina, that's for sure. I just read that some 200 alienation of affection cases were pending around the state. And that's a lot, you know, and it's often used as a tool within divorce proceedings where you have, you know, you and your ex are fighting over property and your ex has hooked up with somebody else who maybe is wealthy. And you can sometimes leverage that. Sometimes family law attorneys will leverage that in the property distribution of the marriage to say, well, you know, we'll drop our alienation of affection lawsuit against your new partner if you'll give up more than half of our property or that sort of thing.
Oh, I see.
So a lot of times you do see it used as a tool that way. But North Carolina, in this situation, this North Carolina man will have to show that this guy who's a Pennsylvania resident, they don't recognize this cause of action in Pennsylvania. So they'll have to show that he had minimum contacts with North Carolina in the course of this, and I'm sure he can probably show that. So I think he'll be able to use North Carolina's long-arm statute and get jurisdiction and, you know, be able to bring this guy into court in North Carolina. And this guy, this NFL player, he's got some big bucks, so there's a deep pocket there.
So you're saying, sorry, Jared.
Well, I was going to say, have you seen in North Carolina people win big judgments with alienation of affection?
Yes, some of the biggest judgments in North Carolina have been this type. And you have to be very careful. The facts are very specific, and it's not just any cheating spouse situation. It is one of these situations where you had a genuinely happy marriage. There was not a lot wrong with your marriage. You have to show that you had a solid, affectionate marriage. And by affection, they mean, you know, that you were happily married, not just kissy-kissy affection, but that you were happily married. Doesn't have to be a perfect marriage, but that you had a good marriage. And if you it's really aimed at that situation where a true sort of homewrecker comes in and destroys a happy marriage, not where the couple had a lot of problems, and, you know, we're already kind of going their separate ways.
I see.
It's really designed at the very specific home wrecker situation.
But you agree that, so here's my thought on it. First is, you're suing another guy that's outside the marriage, or I guess it could be a girl too, if she's a good girl. They're suing outside the marriage. But why is your spouse getting off so easy? Why can't you sue her? To me, it would make more sense to sue your spouse than an outside third party. But you can't sue your spouse, right?
No, you can't sue your spouse. But the cheating does come into play in North Carolina if, for example, there was an alimony allegation against the spouse. You know, it can actually keep that person from getting alimony. So it does affect, there is sort of a punishment for the spouse, this potential. But, you know, and there are ramifications, of course, you know, for the spouse in terms of, you know, within, sometimes they even use the cheating, depending on the conduct, to cast the person in a bad light in the whole trial with regard to custody and some of that kind of stuff, although it's not really supposed to come in. So there are ramifications, but this is really just designed to punish someone who broke up a really happy marriage. And usually you only go after somebody that really has a lot of available assets, like in this situation, the NFL guy. Mm-hmm. I think his contract is like $102 million or something.
No, he's a big-time NFL player.
Wow.
Fletcher Cox for the Eagles, the Pro Bowler and all that.
Just sounds sticky, though.
But you're saying that you think even though he lives in Philadelphia, that he can be subjected to this lawsuit, even though he doesn't live in North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina has a long-arm statute that will allow North Carolina courts to exercise jurisdiction over someone from another state if they have sufficient minimum contacts with North Carolina. And I'm sure he does. I mean, he plays football in North Carolina, you know, several times a year. And he probably, although mostly it sounds like this lady went to him for the affair, I'm sure he probably, you know, I'm sure he was coming here. And in some instances, him reaching out to her so much and, you know, all the texting and Snapchatting and whatnot that he was doing with her can even come into play and be used to show that he was reaching out to her in North Carolina.
All right. So we're talking to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. We also have a story. This is tragic.
Yeah. By now, you've heard the story of young Mariah Woods, just 3 years old in Pender County, who was killed, we now know, by her stepfather. It was the boyfriend of her mother.
Actually get charged with murder? Because I know he got charged with like obstruction of justice, hiding the body, but I never saw a murder charge. That's the thing with him.
Well, he's accused of dumping his girlfriend's daughter's body in a creek after sexually abusing her, 3 years old.
I mean, that's a serious charge, but I don't think they're still not charging with murder
Somebody. Okay. Well,
I know he did it.
I expect that charge is coming because they're waiting for the autopsy results so that they can have all the evidence and have their ducks in a row. But I expect that charge to come shortly.
Us too. And his name is Earl Kimry. If you give a monster a name, that's it. Earl Kimry faces several charges, including concealing the death and obstruction of justice. He's being held on a million dollar bond in the death of young Mariah Woods, who's only three. We want to know, Lisa, what responsibility does Mariah Woods' mother play in this case?
Great question.
The father, it was not really, her biological father is not really in the picture, although he did come out when she was missing. But the father has come forward now saying, well, you know, so time ago, I filed saying that my children came to me and said, we don't feel comfortable with their mother's boyfriend in the house, that he's abusing them. So there is paperwork on file against this man saying he's not a good person. Where does the mother come in here?
Well, it's going to depend on, she may likely be charged as well if it turns out that she knew he was sexually abusing and physically abusing children and she didn't do anything about it. But these allegations that have come out in just the last 24 hours or so, they come from child support or child custody documents that the biological father filed. And I haven't seen anything more to substantiate those allegations, like anything where they've said there was any DSS, social services investigation or anything like that. So, you know, keep in mind that in child custody situations, that card, that child abuse card, is thrown around a lot. And sometimes it's valid and sometimes it's not. And certainly, you know, I'm not trying to defend Earl here, but I do think you have to keep in mind that we haven't heard a lot of hard evidence other than a custody allegation. And so we have to wait and see. And I think that's why the authorities are waiting to really see what the hard evidence is, because sometimes kids in these situations may be, even if an accidental death happens, sometimes parents or step-parents or whoever panic and don't call authorities or try to cover it up in some way. And so the authorities are trying to make sure, they're trying not to rush to judgment, although, you know, the writing is on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but they're trying to make sure that they do it the right way and wait and get the evidence from the autopsy.
Well, let's say there's just any case besides this Mariah Woods, who, you know, beautiful three-year-old girl who
yes.
went missing and now it was found dead, and just it's just very, very sad, and possible sexual abuse and physical abuse, and then obviously murder.
It makes me sick.
I mean,
what kind of a life did she have? The fact even the 3 short years that she had, she was sexually
That's
abused.
That's what she knows, yeah.
Yeah. Let's assume
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Let's assume that happened, or just in general, somebody was doing that and the mother knew. So they can be charged if they didn't protect their children.
Okay,
charged with the murder or the sexual abuse?
Well, it's going to depend on, you know, on how the abuse played in. But usually the biological parent ends up being charged along with the person who killed the child if she knowingly allowed it. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be a question of fact. We'll have to see what, you know, how it all played out and what actually happened. And it certainly seems, I mean, all the signs are pointing to the fact that this guy was probably abusing these children, and something, who knows what happened, you know, how she ended up dead as a result. But it's very tragic.
Wow.
And it's a surprise to me that if this allegation was out there, that social services didn't investigate. Then we'll have to see. Maybe that'll come to light soon also.
And what was the point of this guy doing this? Like, I don't understand. It's so foreign. Like,
so barbaric.
One, did this guy think he's going to get away with it? And two, what was the point? Like, he didn't want to be bothered? I don't understand.
I don't think anybody understands why you kill anybody, but especially a child, a three-year-old.
Yeah, it's sickening.
Well, a lot of times these children's deaths occur where there's drugs or alcohol involved, and so the person is acting out in some kind of, you know, drunken or drug-fueled rage. And a lot of times it has to do with not necessarily the underlying sexual abuse, but separate from that, that maybe the child was bothering him, you know, fussing, crying, mm-hmm. couldn't sleep. Who knows? I mean, kids get abused for crying and being noisy, for being a pest, you know, in the view of this step-parent or boyfriend or whatever, when they're really just doing what kids do.
Right.
You know, get upset in the middle of the night or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's a sickening, sad story, and there's a special place in hell for this guy, for sure.
Absolutely.
Our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, you know, wealth of knowledge, I'm telling you. Whatever you throw
every
at her,
she
knows it. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. She has offices all over the state of North Carolina. You can call her 1-888-CONSULT or just go to 1075KZL.com. There are pictures there. And again, do not wait if you're injured on the job. Contact her again right away.